Welcome to another edition of the Exo News Bulletin Podcast, where we present the audio version of bullet points posted on the exonews.org website, summarizing a recent UFO or extraterrestrial-related internet article. I'm Duke Brickhouse, Chief Editor of the Exo News. Be sure to like the show, subscribe, comment, and share. Today's article is from January 10th, 2020, entitled Declassified UFO Report Documents Green Circular Object Over Soviet Missile Range. It was written by Andrew Whalen and originally posted on the Newsweek.com website. For a link to the original article, visit exonews.org. In the summer of 1973, a Soviet source was working at the Soviet Union's Sary-Shagan weapons testing range in present-day Kazakhstan. Also known as Site 7, the base was the headquarters for the Warhead Checkout Unit, with a garrison of Soviet Air Force personnel stationed there. That evening, the source stepped out for some air, looked up, and saw a green circular object or mass in the sky. The sky was clear with no clouds, and there was no sound. In a matter of minutes, the green circle widened, and several green concentric circles formed around the center mass. Then the green mass disappeared. The CIA made note of this Cold War era intelligence at the time. In 1978, the CIA released a heavily redacted one-paragraph version of the full intelligence report detailing the UFO sighting. Recently, John Greenwald of the Black Vault requested a mandatory declassification review of the document and received a more detailed declassified CIA intelligence report on the incident, including rough maps of the facilities, the command hierarchy, and personnel estimates. Weapons tested at the facility included experimental missiles, possible laser weapons, and warheads with cartridges loaded with hundreds of metal balls. Greenwald drew a parallel between Cold War-era sightings and modern UAP encounters documented by the U.S. Department of Defense. This is very much similar to the context we see today with threats on military facilities, Greenwald told Newsweek in a telephone interview. A May 2019 Newsweek article, first reported by Politico and the Washington Post, revealed that UAPs intrude upon military airspace as often as several times per month.
This has been an Exo News Bulletin with Chief Editor Duke Brickhouse. Visit our website at exonews.org. Subscribe to this podcast. Exo News is sponsored by the Exopolitics Institute, a U.S.-based 501c3 nonprofit educational organization